Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Clint Sterner and the show on Sports Radio 610 with the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, congratulations. It's 5 o'clock and hopefully you're off work. And luckily for you, Dirty Show and T-Mill have the latest for you. And the latest is we've known three coaching candidates. They have interviewed Brian Flores, Joe Lombardi, and Hines Ward. But the latest here, Clint, within the last couple of hours, the Texans have requested permission to interview Eagles defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon for their head coaching job. Gannon now has been requested to be interviewed by also the Denver Broncos and the Minnesota Vikings for their vacancy. Some numbers for him. Total yards, they were 14th in the league, but total defense, they were 10th. Passing yards, they were 11th and 9th in terms of defense against the run. So pretty solid numbers there from Gannon, but he has been thought to be highly regarded as a young coach, 39 years old. When you hear that thought process, defensive coordinator, 1 year as a coordinator with the Eagles, your thoughts?
Well, there's just going to be a lot of trust involved if they go with one of these guys that have little to no coordinating experience at the NFL level. I mean, whether we're talking about Gerard Mayo, who's a position coach for 3 years, or we talk about Jonathan Gannon, who's been a defensive coordinator for 1 year, there's just going to have to be a tremendous amount of trust in Nick Caserio and Jack Easterby. In terms of you know how these guys are viewed here in Houston, until we see a training camp, until we see obviously preseason and regular season games and get a year under our belt with these guys, it's just going to have to solely be on trusting that Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio found the right guy. And I think Jonathan Gannon is going to fall under that umbrella. As if they hire one of these inexperienced guys, and I mean inexperienced in a big way of managing more than just their position room for more than a year, that would be a big time stretch. And I think Jonathan Gannon is one of those guys. Like I said, him, as you said, Gerard Mayo, even I think Lombardi to a certain extent. I mean, he has been an offensive coordinator with the Lions for a couple of years. I think he even had some play calling duties with the Saints for a couple of years. He's been a play caller for the Chargers now for a year. It's still a small sample size, outside of whatever umbrella they were raised up under. So there's going to be a lot of trust involved, brother.
Right, especially coming off of what you just hired.
Yep.
Like the inexperience at the position was a big deal. And it doesn't mean you have to be a head coach, but just experience in – And speaking to the media and doing some of the – like at least have sat right by someone and had someone grooming you for that. If we look at assistants, like Eric Bieniemy is being groomed. Hell, he's got no choice for the last several years because he gotten a kind of job. But he's being groomed to be a head coach by Andy Reid for years and years and years. There are assistants like my man from the Colts,
Eberflus
is being groomed to be a head coach. He is handling those type of duties. That's a difference between a guy who's been there for a year doing that. Not to say it won't work, But if you're the Texans coming off of what you just came off of, well, it feels like there should be pressure for you to get this right. And, boy, to take a chance on somebody that could give you what you just had is concerning,
well, you know,
experience-wise.
You hope, Show, or at least I hope, that the Texans moving forward have, you know, there's obviously, you know, 10 more guys that they have plans to interview. Like, I don't know how you go through this process and you don't interview Doug Peterson. I don't know how you go through this process and you don't interview Todd Bowles. And I'm just rattling off guys that have been head coaches before. I don't know how you go through this process and not interview a guy like Byron Leftwich, who, he's green, relatively speaking, but he's been with Brady. They've won a Super Bowl. He's been with Bruce Arians, and Arians has been around the moon and back in terms of his head coach career. You know, there's some serious mentor there, if you will, upbringing there, raising, if you will, that I would think would bode well for the next head coach. I know it's being done because the Chargers hired Staley, Young, wasn't really long in the tooth, and it appears to be working okay there. I know it works, but boy, that's awfully risky. Again, like you said, given that it's this regime's second hire, not their first.
It's like the Jags trying to follow up Urban Meyer with Bill O'Brien. Like that just doesn't match. That's too similar to what you just had. It'll be interesting to see where they go. Jonathan Gannon, defensive coordinator with the Eagles, the latest to be requested for an interview for the Texans head coaching vacancy.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, speaking about head coaching vacancies continuing, and you want to know the other ones because that could obviously directly impact the Texans. The Raiders, Clint, and this is just recently updated, thanks Tyler Milner, the Raiders and GM Mike Mayock, he was informed that he will not be retained as the general manager of the Raiders. He was brought in with John Gruden, got there. Maybe Mike Mayock may just get his job right back at NFL Network. We'll see, breaking down the draft. But he is not going to be brought back, sources say. But Raiders still have head coach Rich Bisaccia still there. They haven't said he's going to be fired or made a move there, so it is interesting to see what the Raiders are doing. They have put in requests to interview, guess who? Linebackers coach Gerard Mayo for the Patriots and Patriots director of player personnel David Ziegler for their GM job. So they're going to request to interview Mayo, who is somebody who many thought could be the front runner here in Houston. So a lot going on with the Raiders that could be impacting the Texans.
Boy, the Raiders are an organization that you got to look at and just be sick. I mean, they went out and gave Gruden a 10-year deal.
Yep.
I mean, they go out and play with Antonio Brown. That blows up in their face. I mean, their draft picks have been an absolute failure. Their top draft picks. I mean, go back and
what they thought they could get from Mac.
Oh,
like Farrell's been a bust. That from Clemson, the defensive lineman.
Farrell?
Yeah, Farrell's been a bust.
Yeah, but you look at the corner that got cut this year from waving a gun around. You look at the receiver that killed the gal in the car accident. Yeah. I mean, and those aren't the only two. The ones before that. I mean, outside of Josh James was Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs
been
is a really
Max
good.
Max Crosby's been really
Max
good.
Yeah, but I mean, they've swung and missed on top draft picks at an unbelievable rate. I'm talking about swung and missed where the guys aren't even contributing. Guys aren't even here anymore. And now Mayock's gone too. What a waste. What a disaster.
And they still made the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they had a chance to beat the Bengals. So they've got something there. You think that head coach Rich Bisaccia, do you think he stays? Would you move on from him? Special teams coach that is able to pull
I would
pull
move
the,
on.
Right?
I would,
I think that's the right
move. You've got, like we've said before, Show, it just, not that he's not capable of doing a good job, but I mean, an option in today's game is bringing in, you know, just a guy that brings his dudes in here that's cutting edge, you know, just gives you such an advantage on both sides of the football. I mean, I just don't know how you settle for for a fractured staff that you somehow piecemeal it together for another year. Like I just that alternative just doesn't
yeah, I don't think
doesn't turn me on at all.
I don't think he did great enough to make you just say he's a guy. I think he did a great job. I mean, the Raiders won, I think, 6 of their last 7. I know they won 4 in a row to get in. And he had them playing really well against the Bengals. Just a couple of mistakes there. But I think with Derek Carr, you got to get somebody that you feel really good to roll with him. Especially and now that Mike Mayock's out, it's hard to think that a new GM would come in and be like, yeah, I'm going to stay with this guy, this older special teams coach. I'm going to make my mark here. So I think the Raiders are going to be in the business of looking for a new head coach. So that could be the ninth. That would be the ninth vacancy available there in the NFL.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, as we're looking at it right now, Monday Night Football. We finally finish off this Super Wild Card weekend. And news from that game, Clint, former Houston Texan and will be a Hall of Famer, J.J. Watt, is activated. He is activated and will play tonight, according to sources, Clint. And that is interesting because they thought he would be out for the season when he tore that labrum and had that surgery. And he, oddly enough, he did it against the Texans. It sounded like he tore everything up. And he is going to be back in tonight's game as the Rams, who are favorites against the Cardinals. This is one you knew J.J. would want to be back for. This will be a good game tonight. And good to see J.J. back for this.
Well, we all know too well here in Houston that J.J. will, I mean, he'll come back against all odds and return sooner than expected and contribute in a big way. There's no doubt that I think that J.J. is going to be an impact player tonight on the defensive side of the football and will change the game. I mean, whether we're talking about him making plays specifically or he's drawing attention so Chandler Jones can make plays opposite him. Either way it goes, J.J. will impact the game in a major way. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be enough. I think the Rams win this game convincingly. But nonetheless, impressive once again by J.J. late in his career to be able to come back from an injury and at least attempt to give his team a shot, at least help his team win a playoff game.
This sounds bad, but I bet you Cliff Kingsbury, you gave him from Truth Serum. Said, which former Texan would you take back? Would you take back in this game tonight? If you could get one of them back, J.J. or DeAndre Hopkins, which one? Which one would you rather have back? And I think for him, he got the wrong one back. DeAndre Hopkins. I think J.J. will help, but DeAndre Hopkins, them not having him could loom large in this game for them tonight.
100%. There is no question about it, Show. He would, the offensive-minded Cliff Kingsbury would love to have that coverage dictator.
Yeah.
That one-on-one nightmare, even if it's Jalen Ramsey, DeAndre Hopkins back tonight versus J.J. Watt. Zero doubt about it.
Many times we're quick to call for people's jobs in sports. Should there be someone fired in Dallas? We'll discuss that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, I want to play this for you because I think you know your path crossed with Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones' son.
Hell yeah,
Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones' son. I know you played for the Cowboys.
Yeah, my guy, man.
Don't you check Stephen Jones?
Stephen is great, great people, no question about it.
Now, was he as high up then when you like? He's a CEO.
I would say he was as high up as he is now, but he wasn't as influential and involved and had the power that he has now. He's Pop's right hand man and the voice of reason a lot of the time, no question.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Now,
listen, the Cowboys all around, they should not have lost that game. They're a better team than the 49ers, but they did it all to themselves in every form and facet. And many people feel like the question today is, should Mike McCarthy be gone? Should his job be gone? And Stephen Jones, the COO, Director of Player Personnel, as you just, Clint just said, is Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, right-hand man, spoke to 105.3 The Fan, our sister station there in Dallas, spoke to them. And they were talking about that very thought, Mike McCarthy and his job being in jeopardy.
I don't know what you can say, what you want to say, but are you of the belief or are you confident that Mike McCarthy will continue to lead this team next season?
Absolutely. Very confident.
Okay. Absolutely and very confident. You said he's sometimes the voice of reason. Sometimes he's his right-hand man.
Yeah.
Voice of reason. First, do you take that to the bank or as close to the bank that the Jones family will continue with Mike McCarthy? Because Jerry has been very complimentary of Mike McCarthy and really likes him. You take that to the bank?
No. Look, there's nothing that Jerry or Steven could say good, bad, or indifferent right now about Mike McCarthy that I would take to the bank. I think there's no doubt about it that they're gonna back their coach 100% until he's no longer their coach, which may be tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. It may be 10 years from now. There's two things at play here that I think make this a very interesting topic. Is number one, the Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones are unbelievably loyal individuals. You can look at how long they committed to Jason Garrett, even though I think he left a lot to be desired at times and grew stale ultimately,
I mean, they gave him almost a decade.
Yeah, I mean, he got 10 years, I believe. But nonetheless, you know, that's how loyal they are. He's a homegrown guy. That's how loyal they are. I don't know that they're going to treat Mike McCarthy the same way, but that's the type of people that we're dealing with, which I love that kind of loyalty. The problem is sometimes you got to cut and run.
Do you think this is one of those cases?
I think they need to strongly evaluate, and I believe 100% that Jerry is. I was going to say you got two things at play here. One, a very loyal guy, and number two, a guy that absolutely hates losing and hates losing in embarrassing fashion, and that's what yesterday was. I think Will McClay, Stephen Jones, and Jerry Jones have done a hell of a job putting a team together that should win a lot of football games and should be a Super Bowl contender. I know they have their weak spots. There's no question about it. And I know, Show, you said it earlier, there's, you know, I don't think they're as good as they think they are. You're probably right there. But they're still as talented a group as there is in the playoffs. I mean, in the playoffs right now. Are there holes? Yeah, that they have to overcome? Sure. But they're as talented a group as anybody out there. When you put all things together on both sides of the football, I firmly believe that they were failed this year by coaching. I think that when you watch the way that game unfolded yesterday, they were the most undisciplined football team all year long. What hurt them yesterday? Mm. Penalties.
14 penalties.
All year long, they showed the propensity to abandon the run when they don't need to abandon the run. What happened yesterday? Abandon the run, down 16 points midway through the third quarter. I'm getting hit on social media about, well, they're down 16, they got to abandon the run. Hey, fool, there's 6 minutes left in the third quarter. You got a lot of football left to be played. And you've got an offense that at any moment in time with wide receivers and running backs that could take it the distance. Like, there's no need to panic. I mean, so you talk about the penalties. You talk about abandoning the run. You talk about the lack of preparation down the stretch in critical moments. You talk about the lack of preparation on the fake punt that they ended up converting successful. And then whatever they tried to do after that, I know what they tried to do, but I'm just saying it turned into a delay of game penalty, first and 15, lack of execution, lack of preparation.
There were many occasions when they tried to do stuff that it seemed like everybody didn't know.
Correct.
What was coming.
And to me, that's indicative of a head coach that's not crossing T's and not dotting I's. And when we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, it's one of the top jobs in all of sports to have a coach in there that's not at the very least crossing T's and dotting I's is it's unacceptable, man. I don't know any other way to put it. When I look at you know, my years in Dallas with when it ended was with Parcells. And Parcells was the most detail-oriented coach I've ever been around. Worked situational football to a fault. And I'm talking about taught it up and down the roster. All your first, second, third string guys in the preseason were going to know, you know, all the different situations that you could possibly get in and what the team was going to do if you were put in those situations. To watch that Cowboy game unfold the way we watched it unfold yesterday is 100% unacceptable. Now, you can look at your young offensive coordinator that's getting looks as head coach around the country and say, around the league, and say, well, you know, he's the OC. He's responsible. Agreed, 100%. Those are things that a good offensive coordinator would be prepared for. You can look at your $40 million a year quarterback and say, hey, in that moment, he should have known the process to get that ball snapped and clocked and give his team a chance.
How does that process work? Like I'm just trying to, like, because I watch and I'm thinking, and what we're talking about, 14 seconds left in the game at the 49 or 40. Right? In my mind, I'm thinking you got two plays to try to get into the end zone. You got two plays. They've done pretty well in getting two passes on the sideline that got them out of bounds to get them to that point. And then they try to do a quarterback draw, which Dak tries to get down in time. Right. Like, does that comes in your head? And you, I mean, if I'm sitting there and I'm Dak and that comes in my headset, someone tells me that, I'm like,
well, I mean, it was out of a timeout.
Yeah.
So they sat over there and talked about it, of how it was going to be executed, and then went out there and somehow tried to eliminate the referee from the process. That's the baffling part, is that if you work on that every single day and if you're working on it properly with the right details, the ref is involved.
Do you think they went and told the ref? Like, is that something even you would go as far
yes.
as to tell the ref to be ready?
Absolutely.
Because when I watch basketball, they'll tell them, hey, we're fouling. We're fouling right away.
So out of a timeout, there's no reason that Dak couldn't have done it. There's no reason that one of the offensive coaches couldn't have stepped out to the numbers and said, hey, we're going to run a quarterback draw here. Make sure you chase the play, stay close, and get the ball spotted for us. You know, we need you to – yeah, absolutely. But I mean, if Dak's – like, Dak, the only thing that Dak Prescott should have done was get those guys off of him, find the stripes, and hand the football to him. And even if the process is find your center and hand the ball to your center, the center should then find the stripes and hand the ball to the stripes, not get in his stance and Dak get under the center, and then the referee have to run you over to get to – because the referee has to legally touch the ball. Yeah, he has to spot the ball. And so that is the fireable offense here, if you will, is that you're talking about one of the best jobs, one of the biggest jobs in all of pro sports, and you've got a guy at the helm that botched a process that you should have had perfected in training camp. That's ultimately –
It looked like it was the first time they'd done that. As a group. Because Dak seemed ill-prepared. Like I said, you would have thought you would have told somebody, if you're going to do that, listen, trail it. We need you to be right on this. And you would have thought Dak would have grabbed the ball because he had it to hand it to the official, let him get out of the – and then there were other players that were just moseying around and didn't really know, need to get back.
Yeah, and so on top of that, like if that would have just – I thought Ryan Clark earlier, I was listening to him earlier, he made a great point. Like if this was – a coach that had won a Super Bowl and was notoriously really good at clock management, and you know, this was just kind of one of those where what the hell
went up,
then you could probably accept it. But the truth of the matter is that you've got a team that all year long has done things like this. You got a team all game long gave you reason to doubt they were going to be able to execute down the stretch. I mean, that's the fact of the matter is when you watch it end the way it ended, you start going backwards and you start looking at all the situations that like, what the hell was that? What the hell was this? What the hell was that? And it's all almost like a panic mode. I don't know that anybody should be fired, but they should damn sure be evaluated firmly.
All right. When we're looking at the Texans, they have fired their coach. And there is one coach that hasn't been connected with the Texans yet that absolutely should be interviewed by them. And actually, in fact, this guy would be Clint's top choice to be the next head coach for the Houston Texans. We'll tell you what that is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610 with Clint Sterner and the show.
Hey, straight up, tomorrow, make sure you're listening right here on Sports Radio 610, 7:30 a.m. Nick Caserio will be on live with Payne and Pendergast tomorrow at 7:30 in the morning. So make sure you are listening right here on Sports Radio 610. And Clint, I don't know if he's going to interview this guy, but I know for you, we've had conversations that this guy would be your top candidate, and it doesn't seem like he's been linked at all. He's interviewed at other places, but he has not been linked to the Texans. But let the folks know who you believe should be interviewed at least by the Texans and would be your top choice.
I would have serious questions if Doug Peterson's not at the very least interviewed. I mean, this is a guy that I believe is one of the top candidates available coaches in the game right now. I would be shocked if he's not at least interviewed here in Houston. You know, look, we're talking about a guy that's won a Super Bowl. You know, we're talking about a guy that is, you know, from a offensive minded, which I think is big. You know, he a former quarterback in the game, and so when you talk about, you know, on the offensive side of the football, the experience as a player and as a coach, I think is very, very, very beneficial. And look, I mean, we're just talking about a guy that's got a lot of experience in the league that I think, quite frankly, is something that the Texans organization needs in a major way, man. I'm personally a big fan of Doug Peterson, and there's a handful of guys out there right now, head coaches that I think are no brainer, at least interviews. And Doug Peterson, you know, to me is at the top of that list.
Yeah, no brainer. At least to interview, right?
Yeah,
at least to bring him in. That's the thing. And I think for a couple of things. One, optics to at least make you look like you're an organization that's, you know what he's doing.
I mean, you can't hire you can't interview. I'm not saying I don't care what your reasoning is. You can't interview Hines Ward, the Florida Atlantic receivers coach, and not Doug Peterson. Like that doesn't even make sense. It makes absolutely zero sense.
Unless Doug just comes out and tells you, I'm just not doing it. And at that point, I would make it known. I would almost want it to be known that, no, we tried.
Yeah.
We tried to get him. Because he's arguably, when you look at his resume and everything, arguably the top candidate out there. He's won a Super Bowl and did it without an elite quarterback. In fact, he did it with a backup quarterback in a place that they never had a championship in Philadelphia. And he did it against Tom Brady. In the championship, like, he's held it together. And even the next year, he's had a ton of injuries, and the Eagles still made the playoffs with Carson Wentz going up and down all year long. So, yeah, he is a great candidate.
So you got two guys off the top of my head, maybe more, but you got two guys right now that are head coach candidates that are on the streets that shouldn't be. Brian Flores and Doug Peterson. Those two guys should not be on the streets. Now, I understand why they are. I get it. And both of them probably had a lot to do with making the decision them damn self, to be honest with you. But the fact of the matter is, those two guys should still be head coaches in the NFL. Those two guys right now, if they're not on your short list to interview, you got to at least make them tell you no. And the crazy thing about Doug Peterson is he, I think he checks all the boxes. And look, I think Doug Peterson's, you know, we heard stories when Doug Peterson was with the Eagles from Nick Foles. I was gonna say Folk. That's the old kicker. We heard stories from him and Carson Wentz, and now we hear Frank Reich, and how Frank Reich has somehow woven the spiritual aspect of life in football into his locker room. I think Doug Peterson is a guy that was involved in that and seems to have that interest, if you will. You would think that's something that Jack Easterby, you know, would absolutely latch onto in terms of who the next head coach is going to be for the Houston Texans. So I just think that Doug Peterson is a guy that I think they should be hot after. I think you should pursue the hell out of him. But I don't know how you go through this process and don't at the very least interview him. And here's the deal. I believe he's interviewed for the Jacksonville job, hadn't he?
Jacksonville, the Bears job as well. And I want to say he's met with the Vikings. I know the Bears and Jacksonville at least are teams that he has interviewed with.
Well, with that being said, like I know this job opening, in my opinion, is the eighth job opening in the NFL right now. If you're ranking these job openings, Houston's eight. I get it. And
if the Raiders look for a new coach, it'll be ninth.
They'll steadily move down the list. There's no question. But if I'm a potential head coach, I'm not interviewing for Jacksonville and then telling Houston no thanks. You know what I mean? Like I'm not interviewing in Chicago and then telling Houston no thanks. I mean, I think you look at Trevor Lawrence and you look at Justin Fields, those two guys alone make the Chicago job and the Jacksonville job sexier than Houston. We can get into the salary cap numbers and all that that they have. I mean, those are sexier jobs, but if I'm a head coach, I'm not okay with the dysfunction that both of those organizations have been long term, and then all of a sudden going to look at Houston and go, nah, no thank you. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
The only way is if there is just such feel of like I'm not even gonna mess with it because of Caserio and Easterby and the stuff that's been talked about around the league. Like,
sure,
Clint, if there are elements and rumors that we heard about this. If last year when they had an opening, first off, some coaches and coaches like Doug Peterson, if you fire a guy after 1 year, that's a bad look for them. Like to them, they're thinking, well, I don't have that's the leash that you're getting. That's one part. They don't like that. That doesn't make them feel comfortable. And two, I wonder how many people, and is it around the league of, hey, man, they won't let you pick your coaches. They won't let you do this and that from last year. You got to come in. They told Jim Caldwell or they told such and such. They got to pick their staff. That would be the only reason why a guy like Doug Peterson or anybody wouldn't hear him out. That would be the only. But I would imagine they would give every team a thought to listen to.
Normally. I agree with you that those are all issues. But again, to my point, show if you're gonna accept all of Jacksonville's issues and say what the hell, I'll give it a listen. I mean, I know Houston's worse. I'm not saying they're not worse. I know their issues are worse. I will 100% acknowledge the Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio and former Patriot dynamic and what's going on. It's scary as hell if you were a coach. But so is Jacksonville. I mean, so is Chicago. I mean, those are all jobs that, I don't want to make one of them sound better than the other. One of the problems sound better. They all got major issues. All I'm saying is if I'm a head coach candidate and I'm willing to entertain job openings that have been an absolute dysfunction, I'm not going to pick one and go, no, thanks. I'm not even going to talk to you.
No, yeah. Unless, though, those two jobs, if you look at Jacksonville and Chicago, if the belief is the dysfunctional causes are gone and I'm allowed to kind of start over with this anew. So, like Chicago, it feels like Ryan Pace and Nagy were the dysfunction grew from in Chicago.
Sure.
And now, and maybe the ownership, but I think many people believe that, yeah, and they're gone.
Chicago fans will tell you ownership is a joke.
And then in Jacksonville, many people thought it was Urban, and he is gone. I think the thought would be here is the dysfunctioning portion in Houston gone, and I could see how people would say no. So maybe that be the difference. But, yeah, I mean, to me, you would think everybody would listen up, right, in interview, and –
you would think, even if it were, like from Doug Peterson's perspective, even if it were to use the Texans to make Chicago or make Minnesota or make Jacksonville pull the trigger and hire, you know what I mean? Even if it's just from a let's create some competition perspective, it would make sense. I don't know. I look at it and I would love to read the news, get a report 48 hours that the Texans are entertaining Doug Peterson in a big way. That would be,
it would make sense.
Now that we know that they're not just interviewing guys with some kind of Patriot tie, now that we know that they're getting outside the box a bit, whether they're taking it serious or not, Doug Peterson should be on that list.
Oh, I hear you. It could be very, very bad. As I said, I've said to you before, in 2012, the Chiefs were really, really bad. They got Andy Reid in the building and then didn't let him leave.
Right.
Like he was scheduled to go to Arizona after. They didn't let him leave. And they were in a bad spot, but he went and listened and they didn't let him leave. So it's possible, but I think they also told Andy, it's your show. And I don't know if, you know, the Texans who are making that decision will be willing to do that. Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Tyler Milner producing this on a Reaction Monday. Once again, remember, coming up tomorrow morning, 7:30, right here on Sports Radio 610, Payne and Pendergast, we'll have Nick Caserio, which a lot of those things I'm sure will be talked about. We'll be able to hear from him coming up tomorrow morning at 7:30 right here on Sports Radio 610. Real quick, this weekend of games, it'll end tonight. We'll maybe get your thoughts on who'll win tonight's game. But the most impressive team thus far, the most impressive team that you saw this weekend would be who?
The Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills, and I don't even think it's close.
It changed the way you view them?
Yes.
Is it that impressive?
Yes. Yes. In the playoffs versus a playoff caliber opponent, they went out there and in my opinion, they Josh Allen and Brian Daboll, they proved to me or showed me that they could play on time, on schedule, on platform, get the football out, play a caliber football that's not 100% dependent on his athletic ability, his ability to ad lib off script. And if that's the case, now all of a sudden his ability to extend plays is a counterpunch instead of what they rely on, right? And they had I quit counting at three, but I think there was three designed runs in critical moments that I thought was they were absolutely critical. And it wasn't him scrambling around and making a play. It wasn't him throwing off his back foot and convert. No, it was a design play. We're going to punch you in the mouth. We're bigger. We're more physical than you. And they went out there and made it happen. And I don't know if they can continue to do it, but I know what I watched from the Buffalo Bills yesterday for four quarters was a straight ass whipping that you can take to the bank.
You ready to pick them against the Chiefs on Sunday?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're going there?
Absolutely.
You're going there?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm not ready on that game yet.
We have 4 days to get there.
Because I know what the Chiefs are going to do to him, and I'm in my mind still trying to decide how Josh will fare. They're going to blitz the hell out of him. They're going to send multiple guys a lot. They're going to try to make him make quick decisions, and I could see that going either way.
Yeah.
I could see
pressure
Buffalo.
Bust pipes. Ain't
I
no
could
doubt about
see
it.
Buffalo – and Diggs, single coverage one-on-one being a real issue. Dawson Knox one-on-one being a real issue. Or I could see that's when Josh gets rushed and makes poor decisions.
Well, if I wouldn't have watched that game unfold the way that I watched it, I would, I'm going to be honest with you, I'd bet the Chiefs in a big way. Not just call it, I would bet them in a big way. After what I saw, from the Bills this weekend, yeah, man, if they got that in their bag, I like them to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Mm. The last time those two played earlier this year, Josh Allen was without question the best player on the field. They beat the hell out of him, 38-20, was without question the best player on the field. They had no answer for him. So they've got confidence that they can go in that place and win. That's going to be an interesting one to see how that comes about. Clint Sterner, Ron the Show, Tyler producing this. 713-572-4610 on a Reaction Monday. Larry from Stafford, I'll let you jump in here. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, I got a lot of reactions. But, so can we just, in a gentleman's way, just not ever hear you mention David Johnson's name on the damn radio ever again? Please.
Did I say David Johnson's?
Yeah, earlier you was like, that's why that, you know, you traded DeAndre Hopkins for. can we agree not to put us through that? I mean, because it's time to move on from him, man, because it's already inflicted enough pain for 2 years. But if you and I could just come to that kind of agreement, man, this relationship will continue to be built and moving forward.
It would flourish, huh, Larry?
now having said that, Joe and Clint, in this life, the universe tends to give us some great little gifts. Like, they give us the gifts of our children. They give us the gift of some dude or some female created G-strings and things like that. The universe tends to also allow us to bask in the fact that them cowboy ass are at home crying. See, this the kind of stuff, when you're a cowboy fan, and you run around talking all that noise and making me real uncomfortable in the barbershop, I openly root for you to lose as tragically as possible. And y'all lose. Have not failed me yet. You haven't failed me. You go to Green Bay and Dez ass can't catch a pass. And then I have to watch Dak Prescott ass damn near get pushed over by a ref because he's trying to set his own yard line. It's beautiful to me to watch them Cowboys sit their ass at home and get ready to get their draft board, and I only had a week ahead of them to get mine ready. See, that's what life, the universe gives us. Now, having said all of that, fellas, I just wanted to make sure them Cowboy fans understood that I don't give a damn about them, really. But let me move on to the next thing. I understand you, Baytown Badass. You're talking about Doug Peterson. But you got to still talk about Leftwich, Todd Bowles, and all these other dudes, Eric Bieniemy, all these dudes that have won playoff games in the last 3 years and got an opportunity and haven't gotten an opportunity. I like Peterson, but I don't think he's a Caserio dude. And here's the thing I wanted to ask you, Clint, and I like an answer. Do you think Deshaun Watson would be more heroic in winning a Super Bowl in Houston, or if he would be more heroic in winning a Super Bowl in New York with the Giants?
Houston, no question.
Exactly. It's just like what Joe Burrow did with Cincinnati, because they ain't been to the playoffs since they lost to the Oilers 31 years ago. You become a legend in this city if you bring a Super Bowl to the H. So I'm not going to sit up here and say that I'm not going to just think that Deshaun can't come back if they bring Brian Flores or somebody. Because I think in his mind, Nick Caserio understands what it's like when he let Tom Brady go to Tampa Bay. And him and Bill Belichick have been trying to – they lived that last year. And I don't think he really want to play with an unfranchised quarterback. But I'll move on and say this last little bit. So I don't know how your ass made it to 37 years old being uncoordinated and can't ride a damn bicycle. But you ought to be over that by now, dog. And so I'm going to pitch in $50 with T-Mill and get your ass training.
Let's go!
Because that makes no sense to me. Because the best thing you can do in this life is understand how to get over your fears. And you sitting your ass on this radio in this town telling me because you ran into a car when you was 8 years old, your ass ain't going to get back on the bike?
Yeah.
No, so I know it's time. You say it's time to move on and all that other stuff.
It's time to move on.
Damn training wheels and all.
It's time to move on from this call is what it's time to do. You can put in $50 if you want to. There's no fear. It's just an understanding of acceptance.
I'll holler.
Oh, it's
That's
a fear.
Not what I have. It's not a fear.
It's definitely
a
fear. It's definitely a fear.
Listen, y'all not about to punk me into that. I'm gonna tell you. You can keep calling it fear if you want to. I'm telling you what it is.
Hey, I'll be clear too that if we're just generally talking coaching candidates, Doug Peterson's my one, and Bieniemy's my two. If we're just throwing out names and have nothing to do with the Texans, I'm Doug Peterson, and I'm Eric Bieniemy. Leftwich would be on the list. He's not my top three, but he would be on the list. We can nail down some.
My four would be Harbaugh, Peterson, Bieniemy, Flores.
Yeah. I like Harbaugh in the mix. Again, if we're just throwing names
just
out
throwing
there.
Just throwing them out there.
Yeah, just to be clear,
like of the best candidates, but that's
If we're just talking random coaches and if we're just talking who deserves a interview, hell, throw them all out there. But that's just not what we're up against here, unfortunately.
No, not at all. Not at all. Many of you aren't rooting for the Cardinals tonight. I am. Sorry for that. Sad. Go JJ. Go DeAndre Hopkins. Win a Super Bowl. I'm rooting for that. Clint Sterner, great job as always. Tyler, you keep fighting, man. Get that hate and that anger out of your heart. I don't know why it's there and why it's so prevalent, but get it out. I'm Ron, the show. And as always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Can we get back to this you can't ride a bicycle thing?
Yes, can we, please?
Man, what are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know how to ride a bike. I ran into a parked car.
A green Ford Taurus.
That you just keep, you're laughing and stuff. That was kind of an issue for me.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't really like the way you're, wow. Listen, I'm not happy about it.
It's a damn shame.
You're a damn shame.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.